Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. We are going to share the audio from Portland probably about 10, 15 minutes from now. I'm being told by a couple of folks, yes, you can clearly hear the shooter saying, "We got one, we got a Trumper." Paul, my astute producer who's been cutting it up, getting it ready for air, says he's not sure that he hears that. But all right, we will listen to it. I mean, that's the only way that we can decide. Either way, it's horrendous that someone was murdered in any fashion, let alone that fashion. Oh, and then there's an update out in Powhatan, or from Powhatan, rather. As you know, last Friday I shared the story from a parent who said that their child was forced to cover up a Nine Line t-shirt, manufactured by Nine Line, this great veterans-owned company, that had the words of the Pledge of Allegiance spelled out and looked like a flag. That parent said the child was made to cover it up all day and was directed to do so by a school teacher. The superintendent sent out a tweet saying that he had heard, we had said, that the kid was sent home from school. Now, we didn't say that. And, you know, again, it's sort of like whispering down the lane. So anyway, we've repeatedly reached out to the Powhatan County School Superintendent. Here's the latest. The assistant to the superintendent over at Powhatan Schools responded, Paul tells me, and said she'll let him know. Okay, when we know, you'll know. There you go. Now, I'm thinking about the market. I think I heard in the news that it's down 200 points, and there was a time when I would go, oh, my God, that's terrible. And now I'm thinking, eh. Carl Carlson, I know, has seen ups and downs throughout his professional career looking at all of this. And as I said, it's Monday, so Carl's here. Always a pleasure. Carl, thanks for being here, my friend.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Are we actually down 200 points?
The Dow is down about 200, which isn't a whole lot on 28,000, almost 29,000. But,
wow,
you know, back in the day, 30 years ago, 200 points was a lot.
Don't date us, Carl. Come on. We're young whippersnappers here. We're are we really close again to 29,000 points?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And but NASDAQ was up.
Oh. Now, yeah. Explain to me again what NASDAQ follows.
That's more of the tech type of stocks, more of the growth stuff.
Okay, so something like Amazon. Now where is that traded?
Amazon, you would get that in the NASDAQ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So growth in NASDAQ stocks then, I mean, realistically, and I'm not an expert by any stretch of imagination, but that would be a company like Amazon that says, yeah, we get it. People don't want to go out of their house, and they've been told not to go out of their house. We'll bring you anything you need right to your front door.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then, of course, you got companies like Microsoft and Apple that are doing the same thing. Essentially, I mean, they're going to put it all online,
right?
And everything's in the cloud with Microsoft now. Just a ton of their stuff is in the cloud, so they're delivering cloud services.
Okay.
Yes, and Amazon is too. And
okay,
that's a big part of their revenue.
All right, so I don't want to sound like I don't care, because I know we've got millions of people out of work, but I keep hearing how terrible the economy is, and these numbers would indicate, at least to a layman, that's not really true.
Yeah, so NASDAQ's hitting record highs. It's already surpassed what its record was before the pandemic.
Wow. So how do we get the two of them together, Carl? How do we get these millions of people who have lost their jobs to somehow, I don't know, get jobs in with companies that are on that NASDAQ exchange?
So one of the things that you have to think about is the stock market is a leading indicator, and the numbers we're seeing on the economy is a lagging indicator. So people buying stocks are looking to the future.
Okay.
And saying, I think this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're getting numbers like unemployment, that's historical.
Oh, Okay.
So it's a great sign when the market's up, because that's leading to, okay, it looks like the economy can follow that.
Okay. Now, I need your insight on something, Carl. Throughout this pandemic, whatever we call it, right? Every time I go through all four, coronavirus, Chinese coronavirus, Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, I don't want to leave anybody out. That way, everybody can either be offended or not offended. You know, just grab whichever one works for you. I don't really care. But it seems to me, with so many of us in our homes but working, there have to be a lot of companies looking at this and going, well, why should we have a big office tower in New York City when everybody's happier, you know, sitting in their living room in their underwear? What does that mean long term for real estate in New York City, as an example?
Yeah, I think it's going to definitely, there's a change that has already started taking place. And
okay.
I just spoke to a company out here in our Colorado Springs office who said that the people that he had that were adding new wings and all new furniture and everything to their office stores and getting ready to sign contracts.
Right.
Almost every one of those has said, well, stop, put the brakes on. We don't think we're going to do that now.
Wow.
He said only the ones that were under contract actually signed are moving ahead.
Okay.
So there's some big changes coming down the road for that. Because people, I think, now realize, hey, you know, it actually works and can happen efficiently. And we can actually trust some people that they will work when they're at home. How about that?
Well, it's weird that you say that when I'm sitting here in track shorts with two dogs at my feet. But what? Let me ask you the dumbest question of all time. No, who am I kidding, Carl? Because next week I'll probably have the dumbest question of all time. But the dumbest question today, what about clothing manufacturers, right? I have not had to wear a pair of dress slacks more than, I don't know, 10 times in the last 6 months. So places that I used to go, like Joseph A. Bank or Men's Warehouse, they got to be feeling the pinch, right?
Yeah, big changes for them, too. Yep.
Yeah.
And some of the stocks that are doing well are stocks like Lululemon that's got the athletic wear that's maybe just a little bit nicer, so at least you can go outside when you're wearing it.
Okay.
Well,
I'll have you talk to my neighbors, Carl. My neighbors go, oh, look, Katz is out there in his jockey shorts and flip-flops again. Hide the children, please. It's awful.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you're out there in the Colorado Springs office. So you're back to traveling, right? I mean, you're flying all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Just fine.
Yeah?
Going just fine, and planes are full. So,
really?
except I fly Southwest quite a bit, and they still have the middle seat empty until October 31st. But
okay.
I always felt like the middle seat should have been empty anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And let's face it, Southwest, sometimes it's reminiscent of our childhood days riding a bus, right? You don't have to say it. I know you're a frequent flyer, but I'll say that. Listen, Carl, I always appreciate you being here. And people need to know that Carl is he's a guy who's traveling. He's on the road. He's got these different offices in different cities, but somehow, some way, always makes time for us. Carl, I appreciate it. Safe travels, God willing. We talk again next week, okay?
Yep, next week. Let's talk about good stocks for the election, depending on who wins. How about that?
Okay. Well, very good, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Remember, you can check him out online, carlsonfinancial.com. Here I am. I'm talking about his office in Colorado Springs. Don't forget his office locally right there at Innsbruck. So Innsbruck area. I don't know if it's actually technically Innsbruck, but you know what I'm saying. Good guy, straight shooter, as my friend John Reed would say. And you should check him out. Now, speaking of John, some folks said, hey, where is John? Yeah, he's on another vacation. Unbelievable how many vacation days this guy gets. And anyway, so he's off this week. Gary Hess doing a great job filling in, and John will be back in about a week. Okay. Coming up in just a couple of moments, we will listen to the audio from Portland, Oregon. Did those shooters actually say, we got one, we got a Trumper, before shooting and killing that man wearing, I think it was called a Patriot's Prayer hat? Well, we'll listen to it and examine it in a couple of moments. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.